You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Janet M. Nass, a full-time author, and is about to release the second edition of her book, You Can't Love Your Children Too Much, A Single Mom's Tips for Growing Adults, this month. It's available on Amazon.com. Her mission in life as a former single mom is to help all working parents to understand that parenting is not a popularity contest and it's not about money. It's about growing responsible, successful adults. She does this through her website, social media, and public classes. Great stuff. And Janet, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, it is, and can't thank you enough for your time. Now, tell us, for starters, to kick things off today, is it true that being an entrepreneur, or another word for it is workaholic, can that affect one's relationship with their kids and spouse?
Yes, it is. If you are too busy to pay attention, your kids are going to be teenagers before you even realize there's a problem.
Now, isn't that the real plain truth, for sure? Tell us, Janet, what does a workaholic look like to you?
Well, I would say that anyone works 9 or more hours a day, at least 5 days a week, and then brings work home on the weekends. And I know quite a few of us are guilty of that.
So you're saying that hard work and being an entrepreneur is a bad thing? I definitely want to hear clarification on that or to understand that better.
Well, you know, what I see is that a lot of wealthy, successful people, they dress nice, they drive a lot of nice cars, and that leads us to believe that they're happy. But what I really think is that we don't know what's going on inside their homes, their little mini McMansions. I think it's all about perception and the image that a lot of people want to have. And that's what they put out there. It's not true.
And I'd have to say, for the most part, you are absolutely correct on your analysis there. Today, we're joined by Janet M. Nass, a full-time author, and is about to release the second edition of her book, You Can't Love Your Children Too Much, A Single Mom's Tips for Growing Adults, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Janet, I'm sure no one plans to destroy their relationship with their kids, but how does it actually take place?
Well, what happens is we get excited. You know, a lot of people, such as probably you, your listeners, and I know me sometimes, I get an idea for a business or a dream job that we really want to have or even a promotion, and we just get so passionate, so excited about it, so much so that we go at it full speed and we barely make time to sleep or eat. But before we know it, we're working 6 or 7 days a week. We eventually get this idea in our heads, too, that if we don't do this, the office is going to fall apart without us and the world is going to end. And again, I know that that's something I'm guilty of. So many workaholics, we even justify these actions by saying, well, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing it for the family. And when the business is up and running, or when I'm done with this project, or I get this big promotion, we're going to have all the money in the world, and then we can have anything we want. We can go on these really cool vacations. Well, the problem is that while all this is happening, your kids and your wife or your husband or whatever, they're all left on their own, and they never see you. They never interact with you. You all become roommates for a few years or however long it takes to get that promotion or that business up and running. It's horrible.
Tell us, Janet, what are some signals or signs or red flags that things aren't going well at home?
Well, first of all, if you start this when your child is a baby, you think of some of the things you might be missing. I mean, everybody talks about first words and first steps, and they even talk about the first dirty diaper, which I'm okay missing. But besides all that, the other thing is a lot of people say kids are resilient, but they're not as resilient as you think. So some of the signs that a toddler isn't happy, for instance, have you ever seen a toddler like hitting the mom in the face? I'm sure we've all seen that. They might do that. They might be throwing things. They might start talking back with their little 3 or 4 words, not doing what they're told, ignoring rules. As they get older, these things will escalate. They'll start stealing. They'll start being destructive. They might start fights in school. Sometimes, sadly, they even turn in on themselves, and you will start seeing depression, which leads to self-harm, such as a lot of use of drugs and alcohol. And, you know, I've seen people with the cutting, the teenagers do that, and teen suicide is really up pretty high. My daughter just told me like 6 kids in her neighborhood committed suicide the first week of school. I couldn't believe it, in junior high school. Anyway, so all these behaviors, these are done to get your attention, whether it's good behaviors, good attention, or bad attention. Really what they want is your love and your approval. And again, people say the kids are resilient when they're young. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like such a big deal with toddlers, but when these kids get into grade school, these things just escalate. And it's going to start really being a problem at school as well as at home. And can you imagine like a 15-year-old doing stuff like this? Or 16 or 17 or 18? It's out of control before you know it. So watch for those signs when they're little and kind of rein it in a bit.
You're certainly hitting on all cylinders here today, Janet. Tell us, what advice would you give to all those hard workers out there who really are just trying to create a better life for their families and seem to be pulled in 100 different directions?
I know, that's true. That happens a lot, doesn't it? Well, first, I suggest people get their act together, review their priorities sooner rather than later, because honestly, with kids, there's just no do-overs. It's not like they're going to stay 5 years old until you decide they're important and you have time for them. There's plenty of books out there that talks about, you know, tell you how to manage your time better at work. One in particular that I love is written by a friend of mine, Dr. Vicki Halsey, and it was called The Hamster Revolution. I love that title. Anyway, so a lot of things where you can get organized at work. But the other thing is, keep in mind what I call my 6 must-dos for expressing your love for your family. And I don't know if we have time to go through all 6 of them, but I'll tell you my favorite 2. The first one, spending time with your kids. This is number 1 on anybody's list, and I think I'm starting to hear more about this in social media. Time is so important. And it's important not only to kids, but to adults, too. I think of relationships I had when I was younger where all I wanted was my boyfriend to spend more time with me. So it's more valuable than money, and you can't buy it. Now, a lot of people, like you said, they're pulled in a million different directions, and that's the problem, and there's no time. Well, on the upside, you really don't need a lot of time. Just an hour a day, one good quality hour a day is going to take care of it. That's really all you need. And that was my secret sauce. I was a single parent, as you said, Eric. I worked my butt off for years with these kids, but I had no support group, no family, nobody to help me out. And I also know that you're getting up at the crack of dawn trying to get out the front door with your kids. You've got breakfast. You've got some kid who lost his shoe or homework or something, and it's crazy. So there's no time in the morning either, but you've got your evenings. And I know everybody's got your evenings. I had to pick up my kids by 6 o'clock every night from daycare, or I was charged $5 a minute for every minute I was late. It was horrendous. Then I had to get home. I had to make dinner for the kids, deal with homework when they got older. But you know what? There's your time right there. That's it. You get those kids in the door, and you don't let them out. I was the mean mom. Never let those kids out after school because I didn't want to have to run outside and round them up when dinner was ready. So they were in the kitchen with me, actually watching me make dinner. And even, you know, when they were babies, I had them sitting in the kitchen on the table or something, and they were watching me make dinner. And then toddlers, you know, they could help a little bit. But they kept talking to me then, which was really cool. And I let them keep talking. And then we'd sit down and we'd have dinner together. I didn't have TV on. These days, you've got tablets, you've got iPhones, you've got all that stuff. No electronics. So you sit down, you have dinner together, and you continue to talk and you listen to each other. Sounds a little old-fashioned, but we did it every single night. So there's your time. There's your hour a night. You could even get 2 hours out of that. Second thing, listen to your kids. So while they're talking, you listen to them. And as far as listening, I know it's hard. Valuable lesson for those workaholics who are probably used to running the show. But when you listen, you've got some, you know, what, tips or rules you should follow here. First of all, don't interrupt. There's a 3-second rule I always used to use. It means when one of the kids finished talking, I would pause for 3 seconds. It would give them time to keep talking if they hadn't finished their thought. And it gives you time to think about what you might say as well as what effect it would have on that conversation. So keep your kids talking. Don't interrupt. Also, don't direct the entire conversation by sharing your similar stories from when you were a kid because they really don't care. They just don't want to hear it. It's not about you. It's about them. Don't quiz them. Don't rattle off a billion questions. I mean, you can do clarifying questions here and there, but don't quiz them. It's not an inquisition. You know, what are you, writing a book? Anyway, next thing, don't hand out advice if they don't ask for it. This was the hardest thing for me to do when I was listening to my kids' stories. Dying to give advice. Bad time to do it. They don't care. Mom and dad, you don't know anything anyway, so don't hand out advice. The other thing, I got nailed on this once too. Don't share what they tell you with your friends and your relatives. There is nothing worse than getting together with these people on the weekend and one of those relatives comes back and talks to the kids about something they told you in confidence. And they'll look at you and say, Mom, you promised you wouldn't tell. It's like, crap, you just ruined their trust in you. Horrible thing. Lastly, whatever you do, don't judge them. They already made a bad decision. They're probably telling you about it, so they know that they've done something wrong. They don't need your judgment on top of it. I mean, be thankful they're talking to you. So those are the two most important things, as I say, out of six that I like to talk about. But time, only an hour a day. It's cheap. It's free. You don't have to be going to Disneyland. And after time is listen to your kids. Those are my two biggies. What do you think?
Janet, tremendous, tremendous advice. And I'm sure you've not only inspired the host here today, but it has been a wake-up call as well. Again, Janet, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing and for all that you do and for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated. Let's do it again.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. Again, it was my pleasure, and I'll look forward to the next time.
And I do too, Janet. You take care until then. We've been speaking with Janet M. Nass, a full-time author, and her second edition of her book, You Can't Love Your Children Too Much, A Single Mom's Tips for Growing Adults, has just come out on Amazon.com. And you can get more information on Janet and some of her other work at JanetMNast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.